And now we continue our summer song series. All summer long, we've been talking with Gwen Tompkins, the host of Music Inside Out on WWNO in New Orleans, about current artists who are reinterpreting old classics. This week, she tells us about Pat Byrd. You may not know her name, but chances are you've heard of her father. He was known as Professor Longhair. Henry Rowland Byrd was the godfather of New Orleans R&B. He died suddenly in 1980, just as his career was coming back with the album Crawfish Fiesta. His daughter Pat lived in his home until 8 years ago this week when Hurricane Katrina destroyed it. Pat Byrd has been effectively homeless and drifting ever since. Now, a number of foundations in New Orleans have gotten together to refurbish that home for Pat Byrd. Here's WWNO's Gwen Tompkins telling us about a recent interview with her.
So when I talked to her in the park one day, I asked her, does she listen to her father's music? And she goes, oh, yes, I love Crawfish Fiesta. And I said, and what song do you like the best? And she goes, When My Baby Leaves. And I said, I don't know that song. And so then she sang it. And it turns out I know the song, and many others do, as Cry to Me, which is a wonderful song that was written by Burt Russell. And boy, she can really sing it. And so we want you to hear her sing it and her old man sing it, Professor Longhair.
All right, here it is.
When your baby leave you all alone, ain't nobody, that's the part I like, calls you on the phone. Well, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Here I am, baby. Come on, come on, cry to me.
Don't you feel like crying?
In an empty room, and there's nothing there but the scent of a perfume.
Were those cicadas?
Yes! Yes, yes, she inspired them.
Because I was wondering, what is that? That sounds like cicadas. She inspired them to sing
along.
Maybe
they knew the song. We play it a lot down here, you know?
Did people know that she could sing like that?
No, nobody knew she could sing like that. And she told me that, she sings in the church choir periodically and all. And, she sings at the bus stop, but that's about it. And wow. The thing is, she is, there's Lisa Marie Presley and there is Pat Byrd. I mean, she is the daughter of a person who's considered the father of modern New Orleans R&B music. Uh-huh. This is a song, if you listen to the lyrics, when you're all alone in an empty room and there's nothing there but the scent of her perfume, when you feel like crying, don't it make you feel like crying, here I am, baby, come to me. And this is sort of the idea that, people experience very, very hard times in life. And if they're lucky, they have somebody out there who wants to enfold them in, in their arms and make it seem better for a while. And the truth of the matter is, we talk so much about the American experience being always being able to pass along to generations a better life. But sometimes it's also true in America that families can only pass along intangible gifts to their children. And sort of this idea that that the gift of art and comfort is what has sustained Pat Byrd even through the roughest times of her life.
Gwen Tompkins, thank you, Gwen. Really a heartbreaking and uplifting journey. All the span of a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
When you're working, celebrate the dawn.
That's Henry Rowland Byrd, better known as Professor Longhair, an icon of New Orleans R&B music. You can hear his daughter Pat Byrd's conversation with Gwen Tompkins, the host of Music Inside Out, at WWNO.org.
Here I am, honey. Come on, come on, grab me.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bridget Armstrong, Freddie Boswell, Bridget Deshagas, Andrew Limbong, Aluakemi Adelasuyi, Jessica Reedy, and Amy Ta. Our senior producers this week are Devar Ardalan and Emily Oxenschlager. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our editors this week are Ahmad Omar, Amitha Parasha, Alicia Montgomery, and Ann Hawk. Our acting executive producer is Carlene Watson. The technical director is Neil Tivolt, with assistance from Greg Gavin and Zachary Coleman. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.